听力课堂，听 class.com。
Previews are very important to let people know what kinds of movies to expect. They're like commercials or advertisements that tell you what kinds of movies are coming soon. When I go out to the cinema and watch movies, I like to watch the previews because they're usually very exciting and very interesting, and they tell me what kinds of movies to expect. So, previews. And now everybody knows what previews are. So coming up next is 美国俚语, American slang.
Where's Macaulay Walker?
Still training, sir.
All right, Danny. Now let's show him how to fly. We're gonna play chicken. You ready?
This ain't the farm and these ain't no crop dusters. I'm not playing chicken with you.
Now, don't be a baby.
I'll tell you what.
I'm doing it, Ray.
Well, I'm coming right at you. You can turn or you can hit me. It's up to you.
What?
Oh, boy.
Why are you always busting my ass, Ray? Which way are you going? I guess I'll go right. No, I'll left. I'll go left.
Right,
like we're going right, or right like we're going left.
Oh, well, now you got me all mixed up. I don't know. Make up your mind.
Yeah, right, we're going right, righty tighty.
We're gonna play chicken. Play chicken here is American slang.
All right, Danny. Now let's show them how to fly. We're gonna play chicken. You ready?
Chicken here is not animal. Here, chicken means just a name of dangerous game or just and a test of courage. Usually, it's played with cards, you know. 在开车的时候，你往这边走，对面有一个车往这边走，两个车就将相撞的时候，一方会闪开。好，这种游戏或者这样的碰撞也好，我们叫 chicken, play chicken.记住了吗？我给你举个例子你就懂了。比方说我们可以说 Well, when you drive, you better not play chicken with bigger cars, okay? One more time. When you drive, you better not play chicken with bigger cars. 当你开车的时候你最好别跟大车去叫板。就是他在迎来的时候你最好避开他叫 not play chicken.
All right, Danny. Now let's show him how to fly. We're going to play chicken. You ready?
This ain't the farm and these ain't no crop dusters. I'm not playing chicken with you.
Now, don't be a baby.
I'll tell you what.
I'm doing it, Ray.
Well, I'm coming right at you. You can turn or you can hit me. It's up to you.
What? Oh, boy.
Why are you always busting my ass, Ray? Which way are you going?
I guess I'll go right. No, I'll left. I'll go left.
电影里面有这样一句话叫 Now,Don't be a baby.
Now, don't be a baby.
I'll tell you what.
I'm doing it, Ray.
Well, I'm coming right at you. You can turn or you can hit me. It's up to you.
Don't be a baby.
Baby 是婴儿的意思，婴儿最喜欢做的事情是抱怨和发牢骚，对吗？没有理由的抱怨和发牢骚。所以 Baby 在这个地方不是指婴儿，而是指他们的特点，就是 complain。 所以 don't be a baby here means don't complain， 不要发牢骚和不要抱怨，记住了，叫 don't be a baby。 好，再给你个例子，如果你的朋友经常向你抱怨他的老板怎么不好，他的丈夫怎么不好， OK， 你就应该这么跟他讲， don't be a baby， OK， go talk to your boss， go talk to your husband， 你别跟我抱怨，你别跟我唠叨，直接去找他讲吧， don't be a baby， 记住了， don't be a baby， yes， 非常好。再给你一个例子，我们身边会有这样的人，就是每天喋喋不休，发个牢骚发死没完，这种人我们叫他 such a baby， he's such a baby， or she's such a baby，记住了吗？ So never ever be a baby, you know? 好，我们永远不要去 complain, especially in front of people. What do you think?
Now don't be a baby. I'll tell you what,
doing it right.
Well, I'm coming right at you. You can turn or you can hit me. It's up to you.
After 2 years of training, you believe that a $45,000 airplane is there for your amusement?
No, sir, I was just trying to keep my edge, Richard.
And when you did the outside loop last week, what did you think that was? Honing your skills?
That's not training, Macaulay, that's a stunt. And I personally consider it to be reckless and irresponsible.
Major, how could that be when you're famous for being the first man in the world ever to do it?
Don't get cute with me, son.
No, sir, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just think that, it is reckless and irresponsible if you're just doing it to be a show-off, but I was doing it to try to inspire the men, sir, in the way that you've inspired me. I believe the French even have a word for that, when the men get together to honor their leaders. They call it an homage, sir.
A what?
An homage, sir.
That's bullshit, Macaulay!
我们来学习第一个短语叫 keep my edge. Edge 的意思是刀刃的意思，刀刃是最锋利的地方，对吗？ Keep 是保持，所以 keep my edge 的意思就是 stay sharp. 如果形容人，就表示让你的最棒的状态保持下去。
After 2 years of training, you believe that a $45,000 airplane is there for your amusement?
No, sir, I was just trying to keep my edge, Richard.
好，举个例子给你。我们中文一般会讲，我如果不每天练外语的话，我的状态就不会那么好了。所以你可以说 ，Well, I have to speak English every day, just in order to keep my edge. You know what I mean?I have to speak English every day just to, in order to keep my edge. 为了我英语一直好下去，我就不得不 speak every day. 再给你举第二个例子。好。Well, listen. We can say, David Beckham is a great soccer player, but if he doesn't practice every day, he'll lose his edge. Okay? 这句话的意思是，贝克汉姆是位伟大的球员，对吗？如果他不每天练球的话，他就会失去他的战斗力。OK， 我们刚才讲的是 keep my edge， 是保住你的刀刃。那么它的反义词我刚才用到了，就是 lose， 丢失掉 ，lose your edge。我再把这个句子说一遍：如果贝克汉姆不每天练球，他就会不行了，他就会失去战斗力了。这句话叫 David Beckham is a great soccer player， but if he doesn't practice every day， he will lose his edge。记住了吗 ？Keep my edge， lose my edge。
After 2 years of training。You believe that a $45,000 airplane is there for your amusement?
No, sir. I was just trying to keep my edge, Major.
And when you did the outside loop last week, what did you think that was? Honing your skills?
That's not training, Macaulay. That's a stunt. And I personally consider it to be reckless and irresponsible.
现在你们的第二个地方我们需要注意的是这个短语叫 honing your skills. Okay?
And when you did the outside loop last week, what did you think that was? Honing your skills?
That's not training, Macaulay. That's a stunt.
Hone here is to practice to improve your skills. Hone 这个单词的意思是，你拼命的实践和练习，为的是提升你的技能。拼命的练习为了提升什么，改进什么，叫 hone。记住了吗？好，举个例子给你。你向妈妈申请要买一个电脑。Yes. 妈妈问你为什么，你说如果有了自己的电脑，我的电脑技能就会进步的非常快，对吧？大幅度的提升。我们用 hone。所以这个句子可以怎么来 ？Well, owning my own computer give me a chance to hone my computer skills. Okay, one more time. Owning my own computer gives me the chance to hone my computer skills. 记住了吗 ？Hone my computer skills. I'll say, give you the second. Okay? Maybe let's say, Jen's new job requires her to talk to lots of people. She's really honing her people skills. 这句话的意思就是, 因为Jen的工作, 每天都要跟人打交道, 所以她跟人的谈话技能是越来越棒, 与日俱增。 我们再说一遍英语, 什么什么越来越好, 叫hone something. 我再说一遍英文句子, Well, Jen's new job requires her to talk to lots of people. She's really honing her people's skills. 记住了吗?
After 2 years of training, you believe that a $45,000 airplane is there for your amusement?
No, sir. I was just trying to keep my edge.
And when you did the outside loop last week, what did you think that was? Honing your skills?
That's not training, Macaulay. That's a stunt. And I personally consider it to be reckless and irresponsible.
Major, how could that be when you're famous for being the first man in the world ever to do it?
Don't get cute with me, son.
No, sir. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just think that, it is reckless and irresponsible if you're just doing it to be a show-off, but I was doing it to try to inspire the men, sir, in the way that you've inspired me. I believe the French even have a word for that, when the men get together to honor their leaders. They call it an homage, sir.
A what?
An homage, sir.
That's bullshit, Macaulay!
Hi, and welcome to Movie Tunes. Right now we're going to be talking about the song California Dreaming, and it's a very famous song, and they use it in Forrest Gump, and they also use it in a Wang Jiawei movie, Wong Kar-wai movie, called Chungking Express, and they use it throughout the movie. And it's a very interesting song. It's about missing California. When you dream about something, you miss it. You want to go there, you want to be somewhere else. So he's dreaming, the person singing is dreaming about California, California Dreaming. Why? Because California is a very warm place. He wants to be in L.A., Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a city in California, and it's very warm. It's never cold there, and it's always sunny. And where he is, the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray, and it's on a winter's day, so it's cold. You know, it's dark, and it's cold. So he doesn't want to be there. He wants to be in California. And how does he... You know, he wants to go there, and he shows this, maybe he goes to a church. He stops into a church. And a church is where we pray to God, where Christians pray to God. It's a, you know, big building, lots of seats, and people go there to listen to the preacher or the priest come and talk to them about God and teach them about the Bible and things like that. That's what a preacher is. So he goes into the church, and he gets down on his knees. You know, he gets down on his knees. Because sometimes when you pray, you get down on your knees. But he only pretends to pray. He pretends to pray. He's not really praying. Because he knows, he pretends to pray, pretends to be wishing to go to California. He pretends to ask God to take him to California. But he knows he won't be able to go. Because if I didn't tell her, he could leave today. If I didn't tell her, I could leave today. Which sort of suggests that maybe he told a girl that he loves her. Maybe he told a girl he would marry her. And so he can't leave. He has to stay in this cold winter. So this is a very interesting story. And it's a really interesting, lots of interesting words here. So hope you understand it now. And let's take a listen, and I'll see you next time.
Pass along.